Now, the National Monument Service recently launched a new webpage, Wreck Viewer. It allows you to look at the history and the location of thousands of wrecks around the Irish coast. Hugh Oram tells us about this very strange and unique heritage we have.
One maritime statistic that never fails to amaze is the sheer number of shipwrecks off the Irish coast and also in the inland waterways. Earlier this year, the National Monuments Service launched the Wreck Viewer interactive map that's linked to the Wreck Inventory of Ireland database. The Wreck Viewer lists more than 18,000 known and likely wrecks off the coast and on the beds of Ireland's inland waterways, a truly staggering total for a comparatively small island. The wrecks go all the way from prehistoric log boats through medieval trading boats to much more modern warships and liners. There are, of course, wreck hotspots, such as Tusker off the South County Wexford coast, which can claim some 200 shipwrecks, more than anywhere else off the Irish coast. And from the north and west coasts of County Donegal, far out into the Atlantic, many shipwrecks are naval vessels that were sunk during the First and Second World Wars. Anyone with an interest in shipwrecks can also, of course, explore other websites, such as the Irish Shipwrecks Database, run by Mick O'Rourke in Ennis, County Clare. He has an offline database detailing about 12,000 wrecks. And there's also irishwrecks.com, compiled by Roy Stokes and Liam Dowling. In many ways, the most famous Irish shipwreck in recent years has been the MV Plassey, which went aground at Inishear in the Aran Islands in 1960 and is still there today, the original rust bucket. It found a new role in the opening credits of the Father Ted television comedy series, which has been endlessly repeated over the past 20 years. The most famous shipwreck earlier on in the 20th century was the Lusitania, which was sunk off the Old Head of Kinsale in 1915 with the loss of 1,100 lives. The sinking of the Lusitania by a German U-boat precipitated the entry of the United States into the First World War. The wreck, of course, is still there, lying on the seabed 19 kilometres from the Old Head of Kinsale. Another maritime disaster from the First World War was commemorated recently, the sinking of the Leinster, the mailboat, shortly after it had left what is now Dunlera on October the 10th, 1918, en route to Holyhead. Close on 600 lives were lost, the worst ever maritime disaster in the Irish Sea. And it all happened just a month before the end of the First World War. The wreck of the Leinster still lies on the seabed, close to the Kish Bank. Naval ships provide some of the most spectacular wrecks of all on the seabed off the Irish coast. In 1875, a spectacular Royal Navy fleet set sail from Kingstown, now Dunluire, bound for Queenstown, now Cove. One of those ships was HMS Vanguard, an ironclad ship that had been built in 1870, only 10 years after shipbuilders had started constructing that type of ship. The Vanguard didn't get very far. On September the 1st, 1875, off the County Wicklow coast, she was accidentally rammed in thick fog by her sister ship, HMS Iron Duke. There were no human fatalities, as all the crew of the Vanguard got into lifeboats, and the only casualty was the dog owned by the Vanguard's captain. The ship sank in 50 metres of water, and this fascinating wreck can be explored today by experienced air divers. A casualty from the Second World War was the Empire Heritage, part of a convoy of nearly 100 ships sailing from New York to the Clyde in 1944. She was torpedoed by a German U-boat 28 kilometres northwest of Malinhead on September the 8th, 1944. Her last resting place on the seabed is surrounded by its cargo, including Sherman tanks, as well as trucks, all scattered around her. but it took just over 50 years until this shipwreck and its cargo on the seabed were discovered in 1995. The oldest wartime shipwreck in Ireland is of a Spanish ship, the San Marcos de Portugale, which set sail in 1588 to take part in the planned Spanish Armada invasion of England. It was damaged in battle and turned for home, but came to grief on a reef close to Spanish Point in County Clare. The shipwreck wasn't discovered until the 1970s, but since then, various teams of divers have been down to explore the wreck. Shipwrecks can tell us so much about maritime history and our general history, an extraordinarily fertile source of information. And according to the world's largest database of shipwrecks, it has details of nearly 200,000 shipwrecks around the globe. That means that 10% of the world's shipwrecks are to be found in Irish waters, an extraordinarily high amount.
Thanks to Hugh Oram.